This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Supreme Court spoke this morning not on health care, as you may have heard already. The big case du jour was Arizona et al. Versus United States about Arizona's immigration law, known as SB 1070. It was a mixed ruling. Most of the law was struck down. Its most controversial provision, though, was upheld. From the Fronteras desk at KJZZ in Phoenix, Peter O'Dowd starts us off today.
The state of Arizona has already spent nearly $3 million defending the law, and the investment was worth it, according to state leaders like Governor Jan Brewer. She called the court's ruling a victory for states like Arizona struggling with illegal immigration.
We cannot forget that we are here today because the federal government has failed the American people regarding immigration policy, has failed to protect its citizens, has failed to preserve the rule of law, and has failed to secure our borders.
The court struck down three provisions of the law, but upheld what supporters call the heart of SB 1070, the part that requires police to check the immigration status of anyone they reasonably suspect is in the country illegally.
I consider it a win.
Larry Deaver is sheriff of Cochise County, which borders Mexico. He says the ruling will be a deterrent for illegal immigrants to cross into the United States.
One of the purposes of it was to deliver a very strong message to people coming into Arizona that this is not the place you want to come. And so we anticipate reduced traffic across the border.
So what does that mean for the state's economy? Pablo Alvarado, who heads the National Day Laborer Organizing Network, puts it this way.
It only makes it more difficult.
Since 2009, it's estimated that more than 100,000 illegal immigrants left Arizona on their own. It's unclear whether it was the state's weak job market or the political climate that spurred the departure. But Alvarado says workers in low-skilled industries like construction and agriculture will go further underground.
And the question is how that employer is going to replace that worker. And obviously, this has huge impact in the economy in Arizona.
Not everyone in these industries expects a mass exodus of workers. Tim Dunn is a farmer in the southern Arizona city of Yuma. He says most of the people who planned on leaving already have. Dunn grows broccoli and wheat, and he barely has enough seasonal workers to get by.
The longer we debate whether or not the state can enforce the laws or the federal government has to enforce the laws, we're not focusing on the visa reform and labor needs that we need. We're just focusing on who has the right to do the enforcement.
Dunn hopes the country moves quickly on immigration and visa reform, because once the economy picks up again, he's going to need a lot more workers in his fields. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.